Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Being naturally savvy means being concerned not only what you put on the inside of your body, but what you put on the outside of your body. And Andrea, I feel blessed because I have you as a fantastic co-host. I have another fantastic co-host on Beauty Inside Out, the amazing David Pollack, who's joining us now. Hey, David.
Hi, good morning or good afternoon. How you doing?
We're doing good.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Well, David and I talk about natural beauty products and eating for beauty all the time on Beauty Inside Out here on Radio MD. So I thought I've got to bring him on because he knows what it means to be naturally savvy. David, tell us, for people who aren't familiar, when you made the change from, you know, you used to make regular cosmetics for years, and then you said, hey, wait a second, I want to get into this natural stuff.
Well, I got to tell you, and it's not just about natural. We're going to talk more about it in a minute. About, I define it more as safe. And so, you know, poison ivy is natural. Yeah, poison ivy is natural, yet I wouldn't put it on my face. So, you know, the key is finding natural ingredients that are safe. And I, as you mentioned, I've created products for almost every major brand out there. Every listener has used a product I've created because they've, you know, it's just some of the biggest names and biggest products out there. But over the past number of years, I've had several family members and friends fight cancer. And to be in the hospital room when someone is diagnosed and see what they go through and hear the doctor describing, well, it's this type of cancer if you're around this chemical from the fashion industry because of synthetic dyes, and this type of cancer is because of these chemicals, and some of them we don't know, and some is caused by other lifestyle things. And I'm like, wait. So, and I started researching more, and come to find out there are a lot of choices we make in our own lives that could help us prevent cancer. And when I started finding out what I eat, by starting to exercise, my weight, my habits, and my skincare all makes a difference, I said, I'm going to not only make a change to my life, I'm going to change in how I formulate, and I'm going to change the world. And that is what my mission is to help people prevent cancer. I can't cure it, so I'm going to take a different approach and help prevent it. And that's what caused the big change in my life.
I love that you say that. I mean, we talk about it naturally savvy all the time about chemicals in our food and avoiding it, and that we don't live in a bubble, right? We're walking around, we're living, breathing human beings. So we can't control our environment, but what we can control is what we put into and onto our body. So love the philosophy. So David, what are some of the chemicals that we should be aware of that are found in our skincare products?
You know, the biggest thing, and I'm sure you've spoken about it with foods, is to read the label. Same in cosmetics. Up to 60% of the ingredients that go on your body can be absorbed and actually go systemic. And so you want to take a look. One of the first things a lot of the listeners may have already heard in the news, the most common one that people are starting to listen and avoid, are parabens. And those are preservatives, but you'll even find them in your foods as well as your skincare products. So anything with the word paraben. The next one I'm going to tell you is probably the biggest one that gets me are PEGs and glycols. And I know I sound like a chemical geek. I've got on my website, we'll have it on Radio MD, a list of these. But PEGs is PEG, PEGs, polyethylene glycol and propylene glycol, anything with the word glycol. And that's an ethoxylated material. And what that means is when they produce this chemical, there's actually a byproduct from it that's a carcinogen. It causes cancer. It's even recognized by the FDA on their website. The following ingredients are carcinogens, yet they allow us to use it in our products. And I think that's what's the most shocking to me. If we know they cause cancer, why do we allow it? That just blows my mind.
Well, you know what, David? We talk a lot. I mean, we're big proponents of reading the ingredients. So we always tell people, you know, don't look at the fat and calories because they're secondary. What's the most important thing is to read the ingredients. So absolutely, you know, especially, you know, it's great advice, especially when it comes to our skincare products. So would we find, you know, I know when it comes to food, something, for example, like MSG, you could find 40 different names or terms used for MSG. When it comes to, you know, parabens or PEGs or glycols, is that how it would be written on the label?
It is. There are, like you said, a lot of things can be listed differently, and so you might see different types of glycol. But at the bottom, at the end of the day, if it says glycol on it or PEG, it's one of the ingredients that you want to stay away from. And there's a few more we'll go through, but glycols are a big one. I'll surprise you with another. You may have heard in the news about lauryl sulfates, but anything ending in an ETH, whether it's ammonium or sodium or whatever other type, if it has an ETH at the end, lauryl sulfates, well, this is not just in your shampoos. It can be found in body washes, and here's the surprising one, toothpaste. It's in almost every brand of toothpaste out there. So you've got to read the box.
Well, the thing about, and this is like sodium lauryl sulfate, right? You know, it's what makes things foam. So that's what's in toothpaste, which I'm guessing why they use it in toothpaste, right? Because it makes it foam.
Exactly.
And it kind of Right. Okay. So, you know, and I know there's different forms of the way sulfate, the lauryl sulfate is written on the label. You know, I would love you to provide us with a list. You know, I know you said it could be on Radio MD. So it'd be great if we had a list of all the different ingredients and what people should look out for on an actual label. Because it makes it easier when we're shopping. You know, we have it in front of us and we're like, okay, avoid. Okay, great. I'm putting that back on the shelf.
I wrote a report you can download on my website, and what I'll do is have them post over at Radio MD. And my website's easy. If you ever have a question, just ask David. And that's the website, justaskdavid.com. And you can download it's a pamphlet called Don't Buy Any Skincare Until You Read This. And it tells you how to read the label and the ingredients to avoid. Let's keep going real quick. I'll tell you one that surprises people, and there probably is more the reason, is synthetic fragrance. And it's not because the perfume itself, it's not because the smell, but the FDA says you can use any ingredient and just define it as a fragrance. In other words, I could mix 300 different chemicals together, including all the ones you're trying to avoid, glycols, you know, parabens, etc., and I don't have to show them on the label. I just call it, well, that's just part of what I did to make it smell. Not that the ingredient has to smell, just I used it in my formula to create my smell, and I hide it under the word fragrance. So all of a sudden, some of the natural products out there may not be as natural or safe as you think. So I try and teach people it's not just about being natural. It's not because it claims organic on the front. It that it has to avoid certain ingredients, fragrance, anything ending in ETH, glycols, parabens, synthetic dyes is another one. You know, there's a list of probably my favorite top 10 that I put on my website.
All right, David, I think I can finally say it. Trigranone. I can never say that. We've had this discussion, Andrea, a dozen times. Hyquinone.
Hydroquinone.
Is that it?
Hydroquinone.
Tell us about that.
Hydroquinone is a popular skin lightener here in the U.S. There's actually only two countries in the world that allow it. It is one ingredient you want to avoid, and the U.S. is one of two countries. I mean, shame on our FDA, shame on our government, shame on us for allowing it. Because I'm going to tell you, is in Europe, over 1,100 different ingredients have been banned because they're toxic or dangerous, or they regulate the amounts. Well, in the U.S., it's only 11. And I think what upsets me the most is a lot of big companies here in the U.S. have different formulas for Europe than they do here in the U.S. So they've already solved the problem, but because it's cheaper to produce, they keep the dangerous ones here. Hydroquinone is one of them. It is a skin lightener, and there's so many other natural alternatives like Arbutin and others out there that would do the same effect without the problems.
You know, it's so similar. You know, what's so interesting to me, David, is I'm such a food person when it comes to food and vitamins. I mean, I am Miss Inspector Label, but I don't know as much of when it comes to the body care products. So I am just loving everything you're saying today. It's so interesting to me because I want to learn, right? So it's great. I have a question when it comes to, you know, when they write 99% natural or 99% pure on a label. What does that mean? That is so frustrating as a consumer.
I need a whole other segment for it. Let me help you real quick. My favorite one is when I'll use aloe, for example. You'll see a gel that says contains 99% aloe. Well, as a manufacturer, I can buy aloe at 10% strength, 50% or 99% or even 100. I'll make a gel using all water and a little bit of a gelling agent called Carbomer. And then I go to the top of the tank and I put one drop of the 100% aloe extract. And guess what? On the front of my label, I can now say contains 100% aloe.
Oh my gosh.
It's deceiving. Immoral? Unethical? Okay. Legal? Yes. And so my point is, if you read the label, the first ingredient would have said water. You would have seen the ingredient Carbomer in it. And because of it, you then know that you're buying something that's not true. And so there are a lot of the tricks. I put them up there, and we'll have to cover it again in another segment.
We call them misleading marketing terms. So I love it that, you know, even if it comes to the skincare products, and I definitely want to share this with, you know, everyone on Radio MD and on Naturally Savvy, because I think it's so important. So, David, what do you think about the website, the Safe Cause? Actually, you know what? We're run out of time, but we have to have you back on.
I
know.
Love it.
Oh, my God.
You ladies
He'll
are wonderful.
He'll be back once a month, right? Once a month.
I love it. You got it. As long as you let me, I'm there. Thank you, ladies.
No, we loved having you on today. So until next time, stay connected at Radio MD, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.